Muli po ako si John Maynes, isa sa mga pastors dito sa Crossroads. And tayo po ngayon ay nagpapatuloy muli sa ating sermon series sa Book of Ephesians. Nagkaroon po tayo ng one-week break last week. And this will be the last sermon natin sa Book of Ephesians for now. And Lord willing, makontinue natin to shortly, soon, para hindi masyadong mahaba yung gap natin. And ang sermon series title natin is The Glory of God in and Through the Church. So far, nakita natin na God's plan from all eternity ay ang creation ng new people for God, a new community, a new family for God, reconciling people from all different nations to create a new body of believers. The church. Ang plan na ito is centered to the person and work of Jesus Christ. So far, yan yung nakita natin, na-established natin. Again, ang hope and prayer ko po is for us to grow ang ating understanding of who God is and His glorious plan sa ating salvation in Christ, to see na ang ating salvation is tied sa glorious plan ng Diyos sa church. Bigyan po ay ng contextual background. Ang Ephesians po ay, again, divided into two parts. Chapter 1 to 3 is what we should know. What we should know about God, about Christ, about the church, about salvation. And then chapter 4 to 6 po is how we should live in light of these truths now that we know and believe. Ang passage po natin today na binasa ni Carla earlier, Ephesians 3, 20 to 21 is part po ito ng second prayer ni Paul. Ang unang prayer po is sa chapter 1, yung verses 15 to 23, kung saan si Paul prays para sa Ephesians church, Christian, na to know what God has done for them and to know yung God's power towards them. And ang passage natin today is the closing ng chapter 3, which is part of what we should know. Ang last sermon, nakita natin ang second prayer ni Paul. He prays for not just to know God's power, but to experience power and strength for the Ephesians according to the riches of God's glory. And as a result po nitong prayer ni Paul na to, that Christ would dwell, yung inner strength, and to know the love of Christ, that is beyond knowledge. It's like to know the unknowable, to comprehend the incomprehensible, and to be filled with the fullness of God. To be completely like Christ. Yan po yung prayer ni Paul. And ang prayer ni Paul dito is a prayer na merong assurance. Yung tone po, yung emotion dito ni Paul is like a celebratory. Meron po itong confidence, certain, rejoicing. So he ends his prayer sa doxology. Ito po yung passage natin ngayon. O ano po yung doxology? It means an expression of praise sa Diyos, especially for His work. And that is our goal today, to express yung ating praise and worship sa ating Diyos as we understand who God is, what He has done for us in Christ, and what He is doing within us. I'm talking about sa Christians. So, yeah, ito po yung ating expectation, ito yung ating hope today. Let's pray once again. Oh Father, help us. Give us understanding and humility. Grant us grace to believe and trust your word. Reveal Jesus Christ to us more as we go through to your words in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. In His name we pray. Amen. Naalala niyo po ba yung saying na, if there is knowledge, there is power? Ernie Baron. Maybe half of you or marami sa inyo hindi nyo kilala si Ernie Baron. Depende po yan sa age. Siya po pa, inabot ko po yan, to be honest. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Hindi po si Ernie Baron ang original noon. It's a common saying na I think reality po yan sa everyday life natin. Hindi po ba? Even sa work natin, if we have a certain knowledge, expertise, meron tayong power to advance ang ating career, to do well sa trabaho. Even sa ating daily life, kung mahilig kayo sa car, meron kayong knowledge about car, about in and out. Kapag may problema yung car natin, easy for us ma-identify and to work sa issue nating car. Even sa inyo na who knows a computer hardware, you know how to fix, you know how to assemble, disassemble, you know how to identify ang problema. So merong knowledge is giving you power to do certain things. I think knowledge and power is crucial din sa atin bilang Kristiyano. Our knowledge of who God is or lack of it affects ang ating Christian life. It affects ang ating prayer life. The Bible is clear na we are to grow in the knowledge of God. We are to grow in the knowledge of God. Today, yan po ang makikita natin. We will see an important truth that we need to know and believe to grow our prayer life, our spiritual life, and to inform yung ating worship. Ang passage natin will give us the overarching truth, not just ng Book of Ephesians, but the whole Bible. Paul will tell us that we need to know as he and ang doctrinal section ng Book of Ephesians. And this truth also is what we need as we go sa imperative or sa practical ng Book of Ephesians from chapter 4 to 6. So these truths inform ang ating life. Open your Bibles sa Ephesians 3 verses 20 to 21. Ang big idea po ng aking sermon today is God's unimaginable work within us deserves all praise and glory to Him alone. The unimaginable, the exceeding, infinitely beyond work ng ginagawa ng Diyos within us, God deserves all the praise and glory alone. Dinibay ko po itong passage na ito sa dalawang response natin sa work ng Panginoon. Number one, praise God for His work, verse 20. And number two, ascribe to God all the glory, verse 21. Punta po tayo sa ating first response. Praise God for His work. Tingnan niyo po yung verse 20. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. Ito pong verse na ito is connected sa prayer ng chapter 3 from verse 14. Remember po yung prayer na yon? Nagsimula tayo sa chapter 3 verse 1, na-interrupt siya for this reason. Then na-interrupt siya, nag-segue siya. Then bumalik siya ulit sa verse 14, for this reason. I bow my knees before the Father. The reason is yung plan ng work, plan and work of God to create a new people for God, to unite, reconcile the Jews and the Gentiles, all nations, into one body. It's a creation of a new community, yung church. So for that reason, yung plan and glorious salvation ng Panginoon, not only for the Jews, but for all nations. So, ito po yung reason na yun. So, Paul prayed that Ephesians believers, that is extending to us, that we will know, not only know, intellectual know, but also experience, but also to exercise Christ's love and that He dwell in us. Dwelling, na like nung natin ang previous sermon, the dwelling that Christ controls you. To totally control you, every aspect ng life mo. That's kind of dwelling. And that we may be filled with the fullness of God. So yung po yung mga prayer ni Paul, ang result po yung dwelling ng fullness of God sa atin. And ang prayer na to is a prayer, kagayang sinabi ko, na merong assurance, na merong certainty, dahil ang prayer na to is according sa plan and will ng Diyos. This is exactly what God planned to do. God will answer any prayer that is according sa will ng Diyos. 100%. Ang emotion po talaga ni Paul dito is a joyful prayer. Na meron siyang assurance dito. Look at verse 20 again. Now to Him. Now to Him is a common formula to express ng praise sa Diyos. Makikita niyo sa Romans 16:25, sa Jude 24:25, now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling. So, it's a common formula to give praise to God. Also, and yung word na now, it marked ng transition. Ito po yung prayer, he's praying for the Ephesians, the Christians, ang focus niya sa mga Ephesians believers, at sabi niya, now, the transition from the Ephesians believers, now the attention and focus is turned to God. Now, to Him. Ang gagawa ni Paul dito, hey, I want to take your attention. Now, look unto God. Now, to Him. Who is Him? Sino po yung Him na yan? Ang prayer ni Paul started sa verse 16 ng chapter 3. And verses 14 to 15 is about to whom he prays to. Ang Him dito is God. To be specific, God the Father. Paul described God the Father whom he bows his knees in worship sa verses 14 to 15. This God, the Father, is the creator of all. Yung po yung that every family of the earth named from Him. Nakita natin na ang naming, ang ibig sabihin po nun, authority. That is, you can see that sa Old Testament. So, this God, this Father, is the authority over all creation, all people. He's the sovereign creator, God the Father. Then verses 20 to 21, nakikita niyo po yun, 14 to 15, Paul described tong Diyos na to. And then he prays. And then he gave ng doxology to the same God that he prays to. So yun po yun, nakasandwich po yun. So look at verse 20 again. Now to him who is able. This is Paul's reason ng celebration and confidence and assurance na God will surely answer his prayer. Ang word na able is connected po yung word na yon doon sa mga may makikita natin sa word na power. Which is, paulit-ulit sa book na ito, able sa original language po is rooted sa same word na power na makikita natin na it implies din po ng continuous action. He is able, not just nung time ni Paul, even now. He is able. Yun po yung implication ng word na yon. It's a present, ongoing. God is able, even now sa atin, sa buhay mo, to answer ang prayer mo. He is able to do, ang to do means to accomplish. To accomplish what? What He planned, what He wills, what He desired. So this is a wonderful truth po as we read them word for word na God is ever active and present even now sa life natin and the time na darating pa sa buhay natin. Able, meron siyang power to accomplish what He planned and will sa'yo. What He started sa'yo, Christians. So God is able to do. That is worthy of giving praise sa Diyos. Now to Him. Paul is saying, praise Him. Bakit? For He is continuously doing the work sa'yo. But wait, there's more. Balikan mo natin verse 20 again. God is able to do far more. How far more? Abundantly. So, makikita niyo po na Paul is parang na he's stepping sa ladder, sa step na lumalawak yung kanyang description. Sino tong Diyos na to? Yung word na ginamit to describe yung ability ng Diyos, ito po yung description na we can say na yung superlative po. Superlative in an nth degree. Wala pong katapusan. He's abundantly, far more, infinitely beyond, exceedingly, yung po yung mga word na yon. Paul uses a description na wala pong exact words to describe ang ability ng Diyos. At sinasabi ni Paul dito eh, now to Him who is able infinitely beyond from the moon and back, kung kaya pong i-describe ni Paul lang ganun, yung pong sasabihin niya. Because it's beyond yung ability na limitless, endless. That's who our God is. He is able to do what? Again, there's more. He is able to do infinitely beyond what we ask. Beyond what we ask. More than na we can verbalize sa prayer natin. He can do more than you ask. Remember the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6? God the Father knows even before you speak. Again, there is more. He is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask and think. He can do not only what we cannot verbalize, but also what we can imagine. Paul is giving us ng attributes ng Diyos dito. God is omnipotent. All-powerful ang Diyos mo. Beyond ang kanyang capacity. Beyond so you can imagine. Hindi lang siya omnipotent. He's omniscient. Omniscient means all-knowing. He knows. Like the psalmist says, He knows your thoughts from afar. Before the words comes out of your lips, He knows. Ito ang Diyos mo. Look at verse 20 again. False confidence is according to what? Not according to our power or ability, but according to God's power. That is already working within us. Ongoing. Ang word na power po, kagaya na sabi ko niya, tied po yun sa word na able. It's the same word, root word, na power. So, God's ability to answer our prayer is tied to the power that is already working in us. Ang power dito is the same power, na paulit-ulit po yun sa book of Ephesians, that raised Christ from the dead. Sabi po sa chapter 1. It's the same power that raised Christ from the dead, that exalts Him, Christ, to the heavenly throne, the right hand of God, and that same power that gives the authority to Christ. Chapter 1, 19 to 23. So, chapter 3, verse 16 is the same power that strengthens our inner being. Yung last sermon natin. Through the Holy Spirit. Nung tayo po ay naging Kristiyano, ang Spirit ng Panginoon dwells in us permanently, once and for all. Hindi po ito in and out. Permanently, the power of God through His Spirit is within us. So, makikita natin dito na even in our prayer, as we bring ang ating petition sa Diyos, ito ay empowered by the Spirit of God. What does it mean sa atin? So what, Pastor? God is and will continue ang kanyang work sa atin to empower us even sa prayer as we grow in Christ-likeness. Napapansin nyo, nag-iiba tayo. Our prayer changes. Ang priority ng prayer natin nagbabago. We don't just pray for change ng situation. We don't just pray na palitan yung mga bagay na sa buhay natin. Alisin yung mga tao sa buhay. We don't pray for situation. We don't pray for circumstantial na prayer. We pray for strength, kagaya nung naano natin last sermon. We pray na, Lord, help me to grow, to be like Christ. That's the power of God that works sa atin. Nagkakaroon tayo ng ibang priority sa ating prayer. We pray for a deeper na faith. We pray na not to be removed sa dark season ng life natin, but Lord, help me to pass through. We remember ang Psalm 23, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For God is with me. So those kind of strength na meron kang reality ng Diyos. May truth ka ng Diyos sa buhay mo. So we pray na, Lord, help me not to sin today. As simple as that. Lord, help me na magkaroon ng self-control, ng discipline today. Help me to honor you. Lord, give me humility. Lord, help me na maging gracious ang words ko, yung attitude ko. Lalo na to those who are closer sa akin, sa family ko, sa asawa ko, sa anak ko, sa magulang ko. Those are real life. Everyday struggle po yan. And you know the reality ng Christian life na hindi ganun kadali. So we are asking God, Lord, help me. Give me power na magawa ko tong daily struggle. Na akala natin mga little sin. Pero pag nag-accumulate, na-harden na yung heart natin. We need this kind of prayer. Lord, help me. So that's what God is doing sa atin. Nagkakaroon tayo ng ibang priority sa ating prayer. Nagkakaroon tayo ng more concern sa ating spiritual growth. How is your prayer? Ano yung mga content ng prayer natin? Try to reconsider how we do, how we present yung ating petitions sa Diyos. Again, yung assurance po ng prayer is not because how well and articulated ang ating mga words. It's not how long we pray. God answers prayer according sa power and ability ng Diyos to accomplish what He intended to do sa atin. Prayer po is a means of grace ng Diyos para sa atin to display ang ating dependency sa Diyos. Jesus said in John 14, anything you ask in my name, I will do it. Matthew 7 says, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and door will be opened. James 4, verse 2, you do not have because you do not ask. All over the Bible, God is inviting us to approach Him. Hebrews says, we can approach God with boldness, with confidence. We can approach God the Father because of Christ. This is an invitation. What is stopping us to do that? Pride? Maybe we think, nah, I don't need to pray. I can manage to. Maybe you don't feel and think na God will listen sa aking prayer. Ah, maliit na bagay lang to. Hindi ko na kailangan ipag-pray sa Diyos to. Or maaari naman extreme. Ah, masyadong mabigat tong hiling ko sa iyo. Masyadong malaki to para sa Diyos. Again, He can do far more, abundantly, exceedingly. Your God, you know who your God is. If you don't know what to pray, basahin po natin yung Lord's Prayer. When the disciples ni Jesus, sabi niya, Lord, teach us how to pray. Sabi ni Jesus, this is how you pray. Meron pa bang lalaki? Panginoon, our Father in heaven, let your name be hallowed. Masyado mabigat yun. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. O baka nalilitan ka sa prayer mo. Sabi ni Jesus doon, pray even your daily bread. Ang pangangailangan mo sa araw-araw, ask God. Lord, give us today our daily bread. Are you struggling sa temptation? Lord, lead us not to temptation. Your God is a loving God. He loves to give good gift. The Bible is encouraging us, approach your God the Father. He can do far more what we can say, what we can think. So, makita natin na prayerlessness is a sign of deadness. Kapag hindi tayo nagpe-pray, something is wrong. Might be you don't have that relationship to God the Father. Or maybe you don't know who your God is. So, prayer po is a mark ng isang Kristiyano. Ito ay grace ng Panginoon for us to grow our relationship sa Diyos. God answers prayer that is in line according sa will and plan ng Diyos. Sa context po na ito ng prayer ni Paul, Paul is praying ng spiritual strength, Christ-likeness, and all the plan ng Panginoon from eternity past, saving people to create new people, reconciling and uniting Jews and Gentiles, that seems impossible sa mga time na yan ni Paul. Pero yun ang laman ng prayer ni Paul. Because that is the will of God. That is the plan of God from eternity past. God is able to do that. And certainly, His plan will come to pass. Again, how is your prayer life bilang Kristiyano? Ano yung laman ng prayer natin? What we want God to do for, para sa atin. Sometimes, it's more of material, more of a personal gain, more of earthly desire. What do you ask God sa prayer natin? Try to observe po yung family prayer natin or yung individual prayer natin. I-record po natin. I-check natin. Maaaring laman ito is a self-centered prayer. If your prayer would give glory to God, kung sasagutin ng Diyos, or will add lang sa iyong glory. There's a lot of things that we can pray. Maybe you're hopeless na sa asawa mo. You're struggling ng marriage niyo. Pray sa asawa mo to hear and respond sa gospel of Jesus Christ. He is able to do that. Rebellious ang anak mo. Pray. Na makita ng anak mo that ultimately, he or she is rebelling against God. He needs a Savior. Don't just pray for them to be nice, na magbago yung behavior. Being nice, being ethically right, hindi po yun ang solution. The solution is from the inside transformation na magre-reflect from our outside, the external. Pray for a deeper need ng ating mga mahal sa buhay. Pray for your loved ones to know Christ savingly. Pray for your parents na makilala si Kristo. Pray for our struggling brothers and sisters to continue to find joy as they hope in Christ, to find comfort. Pray that God would restore your marriage nyo. Na para bang in the brink of magko-collapse na yung marriage nyo. Pray. He's able to do that. You're struggling sa temptation ng sin. Pray. To persevere. Na magkaroon ka ng power to fight sin. Dito sa church, pray that we would be able to display the manifold wisdom of God. Kagaya ng previous verses natin. Ang isang Kristiyano po nagkakaroon ng nagigrieve sa sin. Merong sorrow when we offend God. Pray that all of us would grow ating conviction ng sin and ating conviction to obey our God. Sa decision making sa ating buhay, finances, sa ating family, sa ating marriage, sa ating career, sa ating relationship na gustong pasukan, pray for wisdom. Pray for power sa Diyos. Pray sa mga anak natin, ang kanyang salvation. Pray for our members, children, ang salvation nila. He is able to do far more beyond what we can say or think. He hears po yung ating prayer. He hears the cry, the prayer of His people. He is able to do that. The same power that enabled us to come to Christ is the same power po na magwo-work sa atin continuously, even sa ating prayer. Ito pong power na to is a display. Every conversion story nyo po is a testimony of the power of God sa buhay mo. And ito pong powerful work ng Diyos sa bawat Kristiyano po ay magpapatuloy. Dito, ito po yung sinasabi ni Paul. It's the same power that is working within us. So as a response, be thankful, prayerful, grateful, and praise God for His work sa atin. Even His work sa ating prayer. Praise God. To Him. Praise Him. Let our prayer life, daily walk, individually and as a church, be centered yung confidence natin sa character and ability ng Diyos. Not on our ability to articulate our prayer. Ang isang Kristiyano is marked with the prayer life. Prayer is a mark ng humility before God. That's what God wants from us. Be dependent sa Kanya to rely sa powerful work ng Diyos sa bawat isa sa atin. Ang lahat ng plan ng Diyos from eternity past towards eternity future will come to pass. Ang lahat po ng Bible character from the Old Testament to the New Testament, ang common sa lahat ng mga character na ito is ang work and power ng Diyos sa kanila to accomplish what God wills through them. These people, just a guy na sinabi ni James, Elijah is just like us. They're not special. What's special is the work of God in them, the power of God in them. Even Paul, no intention to be a Christian, no intention to follow Christ. In fact, ang intention niya is to persecute Christians. On the way, sa road to Damascus, ang intention niya is to imprison, persecute ang mga Kristiyano na to. And yet, on that same road, Paul experienced the power of God in Christ na nag-transform sa taong ito kay Paul. And the great gospel ministry ni Paul and accomplished through the power of God in him. It's not about the special tao. It's about the power of God. Same thing for us. We were once far off, yung simula ng chapter 3, we were once far off, no hope, no God, but we were brought near by His mighty work in us. Pray na maging vessel tayo ng gospel work ni Kristo sa lugar na to. This is the same God that we have as Paul. He works far more abundant sa iniisip ni Paul. Ganon din sa atin. God can do that. That is comfort sa bawat Kristiyano. That is worth ng rejoicing, celebration, just like Paul. To know God and His power. And to give Him praise sa bawat work na ginagawa niya sa life natin as a church. So as we recognize po yung mga truths na yon, ano yung appropriate response natin? Yun po yung last point natin. Ascribe to God all the glory. Verse 21. Look at verse 21. To Him, again, nakita natin, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Again, to Him. Ito po ay repetition ng verse 20. To Him, again, God the Father belongs all the glory. Yung po yung sinasabi ni Paul. This is ascribe glory. This is a response ng tao sa Diyos to ascribe the glory that deserved ng Diyos. It means na to acknowledge na all the credits, all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration ay sa Diyos lamang. Hindi sa atin. Whatever transformation, growth, maturity, godliness that is happening sa iyo sa ating church, ascribe it to God. We say, it's you, O Lord. Credit belongs to you. We ascribe the glory and honor to you alone. We echo yung psalmist sa Psalm 115 verse 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory. Not unto us. What is glory? Ano po yung glory? Glory expresses yung greatness ng Diyos. Glory expresses yung kanyang yung attributes, character, power. Theologian describes tong glory of God as the magnificence, worth, loveliness, and grandeur of God's many perfections. The glory of God is central po sa buong Bible. Sa creation, ang reason ng creation is for God's glory. Ang reason ng judgment ng Diyos is for God's glory. Ang reason, ang purpose ng redemption ng Diyos is for God's glory. Ang consummation ng redemption na ito is for God's glory. Ito po ang central theme ng Bible. God's creation is for the glory of God. Kinreate ng Diyos ang tao according to His image and likeness to mirror, display ang glory ng Diyos. Even po ang pagpili ng Diyos sa kanyang chosen people, ang mga Jew, not because special lang Jew, not because malaki sila, but because of God's name, for God's sake. Nothing sa mga Jew na God would choose them. It's because of God's glory. All the revelation ng Diyos sa creation, redemption, and all His works that solely display who God is, He is perfectly glorious. Ang sabi ng isang commentator na, the glory of God is the radiance of His own perfect character, the bright sum total of all the blended brilliances that compose His name. The glory of God is God. God is God. In this verse 4, the glory of God is for us to respond, to ascribe to God His word. Ito po yung inaano ni Paul. Hey, give the glory to God. So, yun po, the ascribed glory of God. Hindi po ibig sabihin, ano, to give something to God na He is lacking. No. God don't need us. It's acknowledgement on our end. Acknowledge who God is, what He has done. That's giving glory. Yun po yung ibig sabihin po nun. To give glory is to acknowledge yung power ng Diyos, yung beauty, magnificence, everything about God. Especially po related sa work ng Diyos sa atin. So we point everyone to God, not towards us. Sabi ni Jesus sa Matthew 5 verse 16, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to whom? To your Father who is in heaven. Even ating good works, not towards us, towards our God. Paul commanded us, do everything for the glory of God. Whether you eat, whether you drink, whatever you do in between, do it for the glory of God. Is it a reality sa atin? Do we do everything for the glory of God? Many times we still po ang kinukuha natin yung glory ng Diyos. How many times na we want people to recognize us? No, we want people not to see us. Ah, how amazing we are. How knowledgeable or intellectual we are. Then kapag na-notice ng iba, ah, glory to God, praise to God. Pero we know, inside of us, we want to share the sa glory na yan. Kasi sabi ni Paul, no, ascribe all the glory to God alone. Because He is God who works in you. Nothing you can do, now you can share the glory with God. He's talking about the Christian life from salvation up to pagdating ng Panginoon. It's the work of God who save you, who keep you, sustain you, persevere you. It's for the glory of God. Sometimes we desire na to be used by God. Lord, Panginoon, gamitin mo ako for your glory. I like yung sinabi ni Gareth Cal dito. But there is a fine line between wanting God to use you for His glory and you wanting everyone to know God is using you for His glory. Merong fine line. And sometimes hindi natin ma-recognize yun. Even tayo, dinideceive natin sarili natin. That fine line is the line between pure worship and taking credit that belongs to God. So all credits belong to God. Ascribe all the glory, acknowledgement to God alone because all the works ating buhay Kristiyano is and will be by and through the power of God in Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Psalm 115, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give all the glory. Look at verse 20 again. verse 21. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. Two. In the church, in Christ Jesus. This is something unique po sa Book of Ephesians. How Paul highlights ang glorious plan ng Diyos sa church to display God's manifold wisdom and glory in the church. This, ito lang po yung sinama ni Paul ang church. Sa display ng glory. So, try po natin na try to look to one another. Paano natin nakikita tong glory na yun? Try to look to one another. Someone you know, sa nandito ngayon. Some are dating drug addict, dating drug dependent. Some Christians that you know. That drug addict, drug dependent, dating hook sa sexual immorality, homosexual practices, sa mga dating violente, merong anger management, may anger problem, sa walang respeto sa magulang, Walang pag-honor sa magulang. Some are cheater in many ways. Sinungaling, mandaraya, magnanakaw, blasphemer. Lovers ng money, selfish, self-centered. And so on. But here we are. Brothers and sisters, the power of God that works in us, transform us and progressively transforming us. Here we are, no common interests, different background, different dialect and provinces of Philippines, different ethnicity with our fellow Christians. Here we are, fellowshipping, sharing common goods, loving one another, ministering to one another, though not perfectly. But we can see tangibly that the grace of God is working in us. God's grace and power ay gumagalaw po sa buhay ng bawat isa. We are now able to restrain yung ating old self. And those people who see us, mga unbelievers, is nagtataka, why these people are in one accord? Why they're, ba't ganito mayroong silang ganito klaseng unity? Remember yung story ni Pastor Dave last week? Their neighbor ay na-amaze na nakikita nila different nationality bringing food together, sharing food together do sa villa. Itataka yung mga neighbors nila. Anong meron sa mga tao na to? No other answer. It's not because na they are special, na Christians are special, mababait na tao. The only answer because of Jesus Christ. Because of the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation of man, He is able to do far more abundantly, more than you can ask, more than you can think. He can save sinners like you. He's mighty to save yung hardened heart mo na bigyan kanya ng heart of flesh that beats for God. He's able to do far more. And glory belongs to Him. So, yung response natin is to point people to God, to Christ. Ascribe the glory to Him. No, hindi ako. It's not about me. It's not about tong kasama ko. It's about Christ. They united us together. We're both sinners. We both self-centered, selfish, pero because of Christ, we are here. Glory. Ascribe the glory to God. So, ang dating sinners na walang relationship sa Diyos, nakagaya natin, ay powerfully transformed through the person and work of Christ. And not just reconcile us vertically to God, but also to one another. Bring us into one body, the church. Yan ang paulit-ulit ni Paul for the last 3 weeks natin. And now we live as brothers and sisters, one family. This is exactly what Paul is saying sa book of Ephesians. Ang ating corporate witness is a display ng glory ng Diyos, the power of God na nag-work sa bawat isa. Look at verse 21 again. To Him, all glory in the church and in Christ. In the church and in Christ. It does not imply or mean na we are, the church, are equal kay Christ. No, hindi po yun ang sinasabi rito. But rather, ito po ay dinedemonstrate natin, pinapakita sa natin na we are, the church, inseparable kay Kristo. We are inseparable kay Christ. There is no church without Christ. We are the body and Christ is the head. Hindi pwede paghiwalayan. We are the bride and He is the groom. Ito po ay demonstration ng close connection natin between us and Christ. And God displayed that glory through us in Christ. So that's how glorious po ang plano ng Diyos sa church. And that is I want us to see. For us to have ng high view of God and high view sa ating church. For us pagka meron tayong high view ng church, we don't want to miss a gathering. Just like Hebrews 10:25. We don't want to miss the gathering. Because it's a means of grace ng Panginoon. For me to be with my fellow Christians, singing, worshiping, ang Diyos na nagligtas sa akin, the Diyos na gumagalaw sa akin sa araw-araw, I want to be with my fellow follower of Christ. Kapag meron kang high view of church, ito ang magiging response mo. It's contradicting po sa isang Kristiyano na would profess na I have faith in Christ, I am a Christian, pero walang commitment sa church. It's contrast sa sinasabi ng Bible. Maybe sinasabi mo, hindi, mahal ko si Kristo. Mahal ko si Kristo. I'm a follower of Christ, pero I don't like ng church eh. Ang daming ipokrito sa church. Ang daming mga mapagkunwari. Meron akong bad experience sa church. So, okay na ako, just me and Jesus. I'm fine. Just me and Jesus. Pero wala sa Bible po yun. You're deceiving yourself if you say na you love Christ and you don't love the church. Christ and the church is inseparable. God displays ang kanyang glory through the church in Christ. So you cannot say that. Kailangan mo magkaroon ng reality check. You have an unbiblical understanding ng iyong Christianity. Christ and the church is inseparable. Sabi ng isang commentator, ang church is the masterpiece of God's grace. Church is a community ng redeemed people by the work of Christ. Maari ang isip mo ngayon, eh pastor, bakit madami pa din ako nakikitang hindi maganda sa church? Meron mga tao that I look up to pero nahulog sa serious sin. Meron pa rin tao na I can see yung kagaspangan na pag yung siko ko natikita nga, ang gaspang. Yung ganun pakiramdam. Ay, no, nakakatawa pero reality, right? There are people na parang hindi natin magustuhan. That's true. Totoo po yan. In fact, wala kang makikitang perfect or ideal na church on this side of eternity. Kahit saan ka pumunta, you will experience that. Alam mo, if you come closer sa akin, you will see something na you will not like or ma-offend ka. Ganun din sa'yo. There are traces, there are signs ng weakness ng iyong flesh. Yung fallenness ng iyong flesh. Because we are still in the fallen world. You will experience that. But, ano tayo ngayon does not nullify ang power ng Diyos. Hindi dahil sa imperfection natin ay ibig sabihin, walang power that works within us. Walang power ang Diyos. Hindi po yun yun. Ang power ng Diyos is not dependent sa atin ngayon. As you read po yung mga pastoral letter ni Paul, common na isa sa team po is yung restoring. Progressively restoring. O yung word na mending. Alam mo yung orthopedics na ano po, pagka nabali yung buto, mending the broken bones. Pinagkoconnect ulit sila. That's mending. Common po yan sa tema ng Bible. This is exactly po yung ginagawa ng Diyos. We are in the process of mending what was broken by sin. Ang ating relationship with one another, ang ating character and attitude ay in the process of mending sa mga oras na to. All of us are still works in progress. Wala po sa atin sabi natin, ah, nasa perfect na state na ako. No, you are work in progress. So bear with one another. Pero mga kapatid, rest assured, just like ng confidence ni Paul, one day, God will bring ang kanyang plan to completion. We are positionally restored, but in this life, we are in progress. One day, kapag bumalik ang Panginoon, He will ultimately mend and restore you and ating church. No more sin, not even the ability to sin. But until that day, harapin po natin yung reality. We will see signs ng brokenness ng bawat isa. Let's be part ng mending process. It's a wonderful privilege po to be part ng building and mending process na ito. Let us joyfully participate sa process na ito. Instead of looking down to others, instead of pointing out ang kapintasan, ang weakness ng iba, be an encourager. Let's walk alongside one another sa ating Christian journey. How? Paano na yun? Men. Talking to men. Grow in the Word. Grow. Aspire. To lead, to be able to teach others and disciple others, grow. I'm challenging you, men. Women, teach God's word to younger women and children. Fellow volunteers, let's aspire and take effort and opportunity to raise the next generation of worshipper. Serve the kids, our mga kabataan natin. My fellow pastors, elders, fight sin and watch yung ating life. Ating teaching, ating doctrine. Let's faithfully teach and preach a whole counsel of God. This is how we are growing. Protect one another sa sin. Call out sin with the intention, with the goal to restore, not to condemn. Be part ng mending process. As we grow together as a church, we are displaying po yung glory ng Diyos, yung power niya na ang isang sinner na kagaya natin is we are in harmony, just like nung sinabi ko last sermon. Harmony is like yung mga musicians, singers, different voices. Pero when they sing together, they produce a beautiful music. We are different with one another. Pero when we work together, we are producing good and beautiful para sa Diyos. Ascribing, worshiping, declaring the glory of God. Look at verse 21 again. How long natin gagawin to? Throughout all generations, forever and ever. Walang katapusan po. In chapter 1 po, sa 3 to 14, ito po yung Trinitarian salvation na pinaliwanag sa atin ni Paul. Ang sabi ni Paul dito, praise God for God's salvation that was initiated before the foundation of the world. From eternity past, God planned to save you. Praise Him. And ang ending ng chapter 3, Paul tells us na ang praise and glory will continue forever and ever throughout all generation. Hindi matatapos. Mga kapatid, ang ultimate goal po ng salvation, ang ultimate goal ng kaya ikaw ay nandito, kaya ka naligtas, kaya ka na kay Kristo, ang ultimate goal nito is to display the glory of God. He is mighty to save you. From creation to redemption to the final return of Christ, all of the history ay towards sa glory ng Diyos in Christ Jesus. As you read po yung Bible, the whole Bible, when you read ng, usually mga January, ano, meron tayong Bible reading plan, I'm gonna read from Genesis to Revelation in 1 year. I hope nagawa nyo na yun. Pero as you, try to notice po, first two chapters ng Genesis is about creation. And the last two chapters ng Bible is about new creation. And in between is account ng fall ng humanity into sin. Account ng plan ng Diyos. Account ng redemption ng Diyos to restore that fallen humanity. And as you go sa Revelation, it's a new creation. That's exactly ang big picture ng Bible. Creation, new creation, fall, restoration, consummation ng salvation. Yan po ang summary ng Bible. From Genesis 3 and through to Revelation 20, makikita natin the promise, the Genesis 3, 14 to 19, ang sabi ng Panginoon, from the seed of the woman, I will restore my creation. I will destroy evil. Revelations, that seed of the woman is Christ. The triumphant Christ destroys evil, Satan, sin, and death. And He creates a new people for God. The Bible is, specifically Paul, binigay lang po tayo ng dalawang kategory ng tao. There are only two categories ng tao. Romans 5. Either you are in Adam or in sin, and as a result, you will die. God said, when you disobey me, when you eat that fruit, you will surely die. When you are in Adam, you will surely die. And that is eternal. That is punishment. That is judgment. And the other category is in Christ. Those who are in Christ will live. Live how long? For eternity in the present, in the loving presence of God. If you are here po, alam mo sa sarili mo, you know na you're not sure or wala ka talagang relasyon sa Diyos. O wala kang interest sa mga sinasabi ko ngayon. Wala kang relationship kay Kristo. You are just here for religious activity. The same power of God is terrifying sa iyo. Sabi ni sa Luke 12 verse 5, fear Him, who? God. For He is able. The same, for He is able. He has power. To what? To take your life. Not just take your life and to throw you into hell. Yes, fear Him. God is calling you to come to Christ now. He can mend what is broken sa'yo. He can mend yung broken relationship mo sa Diyos. Come to Christ now. Dahil yung sinful nature, yung sinful action natin, yung thought, yung ating whole being, the deep seat ng ating being is sinful. So no way that you can be reconciled to God outside Christ. God is lovingly calling you to repentance. What ano yung repentance? Repentance means turning away from sin. Turning away from your old way of life. Changing your mind about Christ. Changing your mind about God. Changing your mind about sin. About eternity. Turn away from that life na walang pagkilala at relasyon kay Kristo. And believe na ang binigay ng Diyos na solution sa iyo is Jesus Christ. What Christ has done sa kanyang life, death, and resurrection is the only acceptable way sa Diyos for you to be right, for you to be restored sa Diyos. Ang iyong problema po ay sin. And there is no human solution from us, in and of us, na para tayo maging tama sa Diyos. Only way is to run from sin and run to Christ. You will experience and know the power and love of God and be part ng glorious plan ng Diyos to display ang kanyang glory through you and be part ng church. God is undeniable po sa kanyang pag-display ng kanyang glory. Even the glory of His justice, the glory of His wrath, ay magiging glorious on that day. As we end po yung ating sermon, look at verse 21 again. Last word. Amen. Amen. It means affirmation. It means na, yes, it's true. So be it. Yun po yung amen. Sa Tagalog, siya nawa. Siya nawa. What we know of God and His power and capability ay mayroon pong impact sa ating life. Amen sa lahat ng sinabi ni Paul. Ito ay affirmation ng lahat ng truth. Especially sa verse 20-21. Including sa prayer niya. We can all say this word in chorus. Amen! Pero mga kapatid, as Paul ends ang chapter 1 to 3, it's about what we should know, yung doctrines, when we say amen, we say and affirm na, yes, it's true, Paul. I agree with you, Paul. We believe that. I agree as a Christian. Tama po ba? Amen? Amen. So, ang after po ng amen na to, Paul starts his command or yung imperative niya. You agree? Amen. Totoo yan. And now, okay, listen. Start chapter 4. Chapter 4 po, it is how we should live. Ang amen po natin is not just words. Amen, I agree. Ang amen natin is display nating life. I agree sa sinabi mo, that's why ganito ako mabubuhay from chapter 4 to 6. And yan ang, that's what our prayer for us to live our life in light of the truth of who God is, what He has done, what you are in Christ. After we end po yung series ng Ephesians, for now, after we see how wonderful yung salvation ng Diyos and ang plan ng Diyos sa atin in the church, let our lives, sa ating puntahan, sa ating opisina, sa ating relationship, sa ating purity, how we treat ang ating asawa, how we treat ating mga anak, sa ating words, how we serve the church, how we relate sa ating church. Let all of these areas sa buhay natin be the amen, the affirmation, be the so be it. Lahat ng truth na sinabi ni Paul. Let's live ang amen in our walk, in our ways, not just a word. Let's pray. Oh Father, thank you for your wonderful works, amen, in Christ Jesus. Salamat sa salvation and for your glorious grace. Father, as Paul prays, may we all be strengthened in our inner being and be filled with your fullness. May it be a constant posture namin to give you praise for your work in us and ascribe glory to you alone in everything we do. And as a church dito sa Crossroads, may it be visible, tangible, evident, ang display ng iyong manifold wisdom and glory in and through us. As we look to our church, as we contemplate sa aming salvation, as we experience ang privilege of being your people, may we always proclaim, all glory be to Christ. In His name we pray. Amen.